We need him right away.
Doers and water, please.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey.
Bernie.
Yeah. Yo, Doris, you seen Shelly around? Promised to position me at the tables tonight. I've been on skid row all week.
You didn't settle up with me last night.
No? You sure? Fuck, I was way under. It's been like an AA convention around here. I'll make it up to you tonight, I promise.
I've never heard that before.
If I see Shelly, I'll tell him.
Thanks.
That you're looking for him.
Conway, party of 11. Please check your reservation at the Paradise Lounge.
Hey, Bernie, Shelly needs you on 11.
All right, let's do the Chavez Cerebral. And have Natalie bring it over. The one working the nickel slots by the Paradise. I spoke to Shelly earlier. He wants her out on the tables.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Come on, great shot. How about that?
Hey. You right?
Yeah, over here.
Joe said I should stick around. You say something to Shelly?
Mm-hmm.
That was fast. Thanks.
Don't mention it. It's over here.
Your fortune on Friday night.
Did you order the Chevy?
Hey, Spackoff, when your pal wants to see you got a roll here?
About 54, 54.
Seven out, line away.
Good. Good.
The best, folks.
Please collect your tickets.
Shorty.
Hey.
You didn't tell me you were coming. I'm having a manicure here, Nick.
What do you think? I don't wash up after going to the John, huh? Forget about it. You got $1 million. I don't lie to you.
Should have called ahead. I would have sent the car.
Nah,
we figured we'd surprise you. Anytime, Nicky. Anytime.
I know that, partner. Shelly, let me introduce you to our brightest VP here. This is Larry Sokolov. His number's guy Marty Goffel.
How do you do, Shelly?
Can I get your fellow something to drink?
I'd love a vodka tonic. Thanks.
Comes out of the confessional and she says, move over, I have to gargle. So, Nicky, what brings you to town?
Shelly. I've got a smart kid here. He's got some good ideas about how to revitalize the Shangri-La.
Revitalize? What are you talking about? We did $35 million last year.
But why don't you just hear the kid out, huh?
Shelley, I want you to know that I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You've done a tremendous job with the Shangri-La over the last 16 years, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Yeah. Nobody doubts that, Shelley.
But the business has changed. Just take a look at the Strip. You see what I'm talking about.
What? You mean that Disneyland Mook Fest out there? Huh? Come on. You know what that is? Huh? That's a fucking violation is what that is. Something that used to be beautiful. Used to have class, like a gorgeous, high-priced hooker with an exclusive clientele. And then along comes that Steve Wynn cocksucker and knocks her up and puts her in a fucking family way. Now she's nothing but a cheap, fat whore hiding behind too much fucking makeup. I look at her, I see all her fucking stretch marks. It makes me want to cry because I remember the way she used to be. Am I right?
Well, there's no arguing the bottom line. Those places are raking it in. And the Shangri-La as she is now can't compete with that.
You think I'm trying to compete with that? You think that's what we're about? Trying to bring in the fucking stroller crowd, fresh off some fucking e-ticket ride, trying to break the house on red and black? Fremont has never been about that bullshit. This is where old time and real money come to play.
Numbers don't back you up on that, Shelley. Don't get me wrong. Nostalgia's great, and we love nostalgia. But nostalgia belongs in a museum. But I think it comes a time to decide whether you're running a museum or you're running a casino.
Ernie. Mr. Cool. You had a minute?
She's heading over to 14.
What? How's the knee? I met this orthopedic surgeon at Vegas Memorial. He tells me they can rebuild a man's entire kneecap out of titanium. Now, of course, it costs a shitload of money, but seeing as this gentleman's into us for $500, I thought maybe he could.
I told him. I'm not going to be here after Sunday.
Where were you going to go, Bernie? Where the fuck are you going to go that's better than here? I got you covered in this town. People know you work for me. That's currency in your pocket. That's fucking respect when you walk the floor. Where are you going to get that anyplace else?
Seven days, Shelley.
I'm out for Monday. Excuse me, sweetheart. What's your name, darling? Never mind. This is who I am. Yeah, that's right. I like to know who's shopping around in my neighborhood. So, darling, what you do is you be in my office first thing tomorrow morning if you want to continue to work here at the Shangri-La, and you and I'll go over the rules together. And I also want you to bring me a clean bill of health. All right, my dear?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. How'd you like to bury that hole, huh? You say the word, she's all yours. Anytime, I'll keep a running tab for you. What? She's not your type, what are you kidding me?
I gotta go. Things are heating up on 14. I think we got our laundry mixed up. I got what... I'll talk to you.
Come on. This is rude. $50 only gets 20 minutes, and then you're wasting your time.
Has shown his presence.
Oh. Sorry.
You might want to stick around.
I came to play. Come against this in the name of Pinky. Take this. Part eight. Huh? Suck on that. That's right. Give me those guys. Damn right.
$10 heartache.
All right, everybody, get in. Here we go.
Out, seven out.
What the fuck are you smiling at, bitch?
Whoa.
You think it's fucking funny? Huh? You think
it's easy, man.
You think it's funny to play steal my fucking fucking numbnuts? Let go, man. Huh? I'll have you fired, you piece of shit, bitch.
But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day. Regularly, coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit to me.
Ah, Shelly. Oh, I love you, Shelly. He's the man. He's the best man. Salud.
No.
He hates that shit. He does.
I used to think your love was somewhere hard to take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supplies.
There he is.
Hey, Shelly, I was a fucking embarrassment out there. Do you understand that? You should never have talked me into going out there, Shelly. I should never let you. Frank is rolling over in his grave. I got strep, man. You understand that? I got strep.
Listen to me, Pops. You were pure velvet out there. It was just silk. And also, looky, what was hanging on the door. Huh? Forget about your tonsils. When the muff confetti stops coming, that's when you know you got real trouble.
You get a receipt?
Excuse me?
Still on sale in the lobby. Charlene's. That's Victoria's Secret. Valentine collection. What about that broad you got coming here later? Oh, she sent you back. Nothing but the best role, buddy, right?
Are you fucking kidding me? Give me. You don't deserve this. Huh? You got all these ladies going home with a nice sweet breeze between their legs because you do it the way they like it, and you're saying I'm some buddy Stafford ego pimp? Huh? Hey, fuck you. And fuck you.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, man. Come on. Come on. Don't be a prick. Come on, man. Come on, give it to me. Come on, man. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Do you ever watch any of those nature shows?
What?
Those nature shows. You ever watch them?
Yeah, I've seen a few nature shows.
Yeah. Well, this one I've seen about a dozen times. It's about lions. It's about the cycle of life of the lions and the leader of the pack.
Pride. With lions, it's a pride.
Yeah. This old king lion, right? He's getting on in years, and then sooner or later, some young male comes along. He challenges him. And he beats the fuck out of this old lion, right? He kicks the shit out of him. And then they push him out of the pride. He gets to go in the jungle and scavenge, and he dies alone.
The nature's got some sense of humor, huh?
No shit. See, but Shelley is tragic because he's passed at this old fuck lion, and he doesn't know it, and it would be so much easier for him if he could just walk away, and he could avoid all the pain and the humiliation.
Be like accepting that you were dead already, right?
Yeah.
I think I like it better nature's way, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's it.
drink?
Yeah.
Shelley, got a minute? Shelley, this is Johnny Capella.
How you doing, Shelley?
Yeah, I know you're from someplace, right?
Johnny's been opening for Danny Gantt at the Mirage. Now, Sony is talking about signing him to a 3-album deal. They're going to position him as the new Harry Connick.
And I should be interested in this. Why?
Johnny's looking to headline. I thought we might be interested.
We?
Did I come in a bad time?
Even if I was interested, I got fresh ink with Buddy for the next 5 years. I just renegotiated his contract.
Listen, you two need to be on the same page. Larry, listen, if I don't hear from you by Thursday, I'm taking the Stardust. All right? I'm going there. Johnny Capella, gone.
Definitely be in touch, John.
Thanks.
Your progress Venus is in Gemini. 12.5 degrees. And is in direct motion, which means you're a slow starter when it comes to romance. Sorry. You know what? This is real unprofessional of me. I shouldn't discuss your chart with you till I'm all done. But I can tell by the look on your face that you think this is all a lot of BS.
No. I know what the outcome's going to be.
There's not, like, one particular outcome. A lot of things come into the picture, like the planets, the moon
phases. The outcome won't change with me. It'll be all bad.
Oh, my God. I've never met anyone who was so down on themselves.
Do you know what I do at the Shangri-La?
I asked around. You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Do you know how I do that?
Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in casinos all the time.
I do it by being myself. People get next to me, their luck turns. It's always been that way.
Well, that sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy to me. There's a whole chapter of that in my book.
I only got 6 more days. Well, really, almost 5. I'm leaving town.
Only 5 more days? And we shouldn't waste any more time. You want to go back to your place?
If this is, I'm not sure I can afford. I can't afford
this.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. See, this is what I'm talking about. I've gone and cooled the damn table.
Shut up, Bernie. Shut up. You haven't gone and cooled anything. Not by a long shot. Oh, God. You know, once they're dead, they don't really go back. In case that's what you were waiting for. Oh, my God, you got a cat? So, got any music?
First time I've ever.
Probably.
luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a girl you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady.
I think I can get it.
Wait, no. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It isn't fair. Oh God.
A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby. I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Okay, Bernie. Okay, Rose.
Oh, God. I know I'm going to pay for this. I don't know who you are or what. This was good. I'm glad. I don't care.
So, want to go get some breakfast?
They've got these rules about casinos hiring felons. So he got me a gig in telemarketing. We were scamming pensioners out of their retirement money. I lasted 2 weeks. By that time, I was really getting in deep. I owed one of the casinos over $100,000. Put Shelley in a really awkward position. I don't blame him for what he did.
What? Your life? He did that to you? He shot you?
No. Baseball bat. I got off easy.
What do you mean you got off easy?
I was out of control.
He maimed you, for fuck's sake.
Listen to me. I'm grateful for what he did. I am absolutely serious. Anytime I get an urge to play off the clock or so much as drop a quarter in a slot, I just reach down and feel what's left of my cartilage. It's an excellent reminder.
Jesus Christ. I thought shit like that only happened in the movies.
Anyway, Shelley and I worked out a repayment plan. 6 years off the books at the Shangri-La Cooling Cables. And in 5 days, I walk.
Auction!
Oh, my God, now?
I'm going into labor.
Okay.
Ah!
Girl. Deep breath.
now.
Deep breath again. Very calm. Okay, everybody, we're having a baby. We're having a baby.
Oh, ow, ow. You fucking cock sucker. Who puts our bag in the middle of the fucking thing? We're afraid you're going to get dribble all over it.
Mikey?
Bernie.
Guess you're going to be a grandfather, Bernie.
Huh. Is this you?
Hey, what the fuck? It runs.
Here, sit down. You all right?
Yeah. Anyway, we got to get out of here.
Hey, Mikey. How's your mom doing?
I'm going to pretend like you give a shit and tell you she's getting by as long as she's high. Name's Charlene, in case you were wondering.
Hey, when's the last time you saw a doctor?
About 6 months ago, back in Jersey. I wasn't about to go back there after they treated me like cattle. Just because I had no insurance, you know? All of those places are crawled with TB from them spics.
Listen, Mikey, if you want to, why don't you drop by the Better Life Motel? Give us a chance to catch up.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that. Play catch up. For the kids' sake.
Thanks. Don't mention it.
$100 minimum table, sir.
No offense, pal, but there's 20 other tables here. What do you want to come to sit on my head for?
Just going to play one hand. Feeling lucky tonight. Got this voice in my head says this is the take.
Insurance?
No. Well, yes. Busto, Mel, what's happening to you? Stick around, pal. You and me will make a great team. Hey!
What was that? Man, what the fuck gives? Is him again? Guy's been hit for 12 years. He's a stand-up as my fucking dick. Maybe he's having money problems. I'm going to pull him.
No.
Was he counting them? The look with the street?
Is there a problem?
No, it's a problem. The fellow's out of streak is all.
Let me guess. This is one of your coolers?
Why don't you just announce it to the whole fucking joint while you're at it?
They told me that you were a stickler for the old ways, but gumblers? What is this guy really, a car mechanic, some kind of shill? Because he doesn't look too affected to me.
He's the best. Take it from me.
All right, sure, whatever. There are ways, subtle ways, that we can keep the odds in our favor. But I'm talking about more forward-thinking methods.
No, I'm sure you've got a whole prospectus on the subject, right?
As a matter of fact, yeah, I do. For instance, I can tell you right off the bat, the wallpaper's not going to cut it. It's too uplifting. I would suggest going with some more muted tones.
Wallpaper?
Yeah, and personally, I think the cocktail waitresses could pop another button or two. Myself, I wouldn't hire anything less than a C cup. Know what that is?
No.
It's music, to be sure. It's pleasant, non-intrusive, but recorded at a subsonic level is a mantra. Lose. Lose. We're just skimming the surface, Shelley. We really need to talk.
Shelley! You better come quick.
contact his daughter and assist with the arrangements. The Shangri-La will cover all expenses.
What about the Paradise?
She's going dark tonight.
That won't be necessary.
Can I steal a little love? Can I steal a little love? Call me, honey, I'm so fine. To steal your love is my desire. Hug me, squeeze me till I'm red. Till my eyes bug out my head. Hold me, hold me till dawn. Can I steal a little love? Tell me why you're driving me crazy. Why do I dig your life through? If I steal your gifts and you can prove it was wrong, then I'll give it back to you. One way with a smile, I can walk you down the aisle. I won't even need a shove.
$5 for $1. Good luck.
You ready? All right,
double it. Oh, damn. Too bad. Better luck next time. You want to try again?
Yes.
No, no. Thank you. Nothing.
What?
You're an easy mark is all. You know where that comes from?
No.
Years ago, Shelly and me were working Coney Island for the summer. When I'd see a guy who had a full wallet and was willing to open it up, I'd mark him with chalk, put it on my hand, and I'd go to someone, "Hey, yeah, good work," or "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" What the guy didn't realize is that when he walked down the way, Shelly could spot him a mile off. An easy mark.
Thanks a lot from me. I gotta sit. Did you notice last night that tattoo on my butt?
Little Joe?
Yeah. Tattoos, little Joe. I had a son. His name is Joe. I was his mother for 1 year.
You don't have to tell me this.
No, I want to, Bernie. Gave my son up for adoption. I just wanted my life back. I was 17 going on 18 and I was so fucking selfish. My family didn't want nothing to do with me after that, so I hitched a ride out here and thought I'd make it as a show girl. 10 years later, I'd like to think this would happen when I was older, with the guy that I cared about. That would have been different. I think about my little Joe sometimes, and I do know I did the right thing. I'm convinced of that.
I think I could kick your ass at the dime toss.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along,
would you do something for me?
I'll string along.
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm looking for.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, yes! You're right. Let's
do it,
the ass.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Please. Okay.
Move
my ass.
Oh, okay.
And until the day that
you... Dad!
Dad!
Shut the fuck up in there! Did we wake you?
Every little fault that you have. I've got 3 or 4. The human little faults you do have just make me love you.
I have to pee. I'm always peeing.
Hey.
How'd you get in here?
I told the desk clerk Bernie was my old man. He let us wait inside. Is that cool with you?
Bernie's out looking for a parking space.
I must have taken the last one. I didn't get your name.
Natalie, Mikey.
Tell me something, Natalie. Is she paying you?
Excuse me?
My old man, is he renting your ass? Because otherwise I just don't get it. I mean, a loser like my pops in the company of some primo tits and ass. It don't compute. Just enough to get me a little taste. Family discount.
Are you kidding me?
No, baby. Mikey!
Hey, Bernie!
Told you we was gonna stop by.
I thought you'd call ahead first. We were at breakfast.
Hey.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a lot of love there, bro.
Hey, that's nice.
Hi.
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 You see, Bernie, the thing is, we're kind of strapped. I mean, Charlie here is expecting like yesterday, and we don't have the dough to make with the right nutrition for her and all. So I was wondering if you'd like to invest a little, maybe in your grandchild's future. His well-being.
It's almost $3,000. That's all I got.
That's very generous.
Bless you, Bernie.
Want to
feel it?
Oh, I don't think it
would. Oh, I just felt her kick. Come on, Bernie, give me your hand. You feel that?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay. Hey, we'll catch you later, Bernie.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care, Dad.
New Shangri-La Hotel and Casino. We break ground on them in 6 months.
She's perfect.
three floors of gaming, IMAX theater, entertainment center, boutiques, restaurants, roller coaster, you name it, we've got it. She pays for herself in 3 years. After that, it's easy money.
It's a great show.
We lost Horizon. These people, their plane crashes in the Himalayas, and they get rescued, taken to this utopia in the mountains, Shangri-La. It's beautiful. Totally isolated, untouched by the outside world. No war, no greed, no bullshit. Time has slowed down. You never age. It's paradise. You see, that's what Shangri-La is. It's paradise.
Yeah, we've seen the movie, Shelley. What's your point?
My point is you don't fuck with paradise.
Come on, Jesus, Shelley. Hey, we're not trying to fuck with it. We're trying to make it better.
How? Nikki, how are you going to make it better? It's perfect just the way it is. It's the last of its kind. It's pure.
This is a fucking mockery.
How is it a mockery, Shelley? It's right out of the movie.
Who's talking about a movie? This is not a movie. This is my fucking life. Let me ask you one question. Where are you going to be when they decide to change it back? When the people, they want the real Vegas again before all this Epcot stuff, the bullshit, huh? Who's going to give it to them? You? I don't think so. You know who? The same fucks who started this whole thing in the first place. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to come around full circle and bite you on the fucking ass. Take my words for it. Shelley, you make some good points, huh? Maybe we'll swim back the other way someday. Who the hell knows? But for now, this moment suggests we shoot the dice. My friend, I think you should take some time just to think things through. I know all this is a lot to digest, I know that. Wait up a second.
What's that? I thought we were going to go eat.
Let's play here, so let's play here. It's my lucky table. I always play here. It's more private over here. Shovel up a guy and I'll take care of myself. Go, go on ahead. I know how to find you. Here we go.
Seven. Right away.
Come on, Pops. What the hell? I could have paid my mortgage with the money I just lost.
Fell agreements, all right?
Shit.
Come on, give me 2 hot ones.
Come on, new shooter.
Give me 100, I'm right. 100 big yellow.
All right, shooter.
Hey, hurry up, Gramps. Come on, your soup's getting cold, huh?
4, hard 4.
Give me 45 out of yellow. Okay.
4's all right. 4's okay. All right.
I'm with him.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Palsy. Come on, throw him before you fucking kill over and die, old man.
Beat it.
Seven, hell, run away. Thanks for the bet, bro.
Don't take it so hard, Pops. Everybody craps out.
I go fucking change it to pens.
Who's leaping now? Crack boys now, you fucking fool as a Ken doll, little dick, sperminate, fucking scum! Huh? Now, how's that hey, fucking
Nikki? Nikki, hey, it's alright.
Get the fuck out of here.
Disrespectful cocksucker!
Hey!
How do you like the game so far?
Nicky,
take it easy.
Come on! That ain't right! You guys fucked up my whole game. The fuck does he think
right,
he is?
You're absolutely right. Forget about him. He's just a piece of shit. Let me see. My hand is all right. I got news for you. I thought this should have more fucking class, okay? Used to be we didn't let a bum like that in this fucking place.
Over here, please.
this town, you know? All I want to do is go someplace where I can tell night from day, where they got clocks on the walls. I can't breathe here anymore. 4 days and I'm gone. I don't even know if I can hold out that long.
So where's that leave us, Barney?
A week ago, I couldn't even remember what it was like to have a woman's hands on me. I still pinch myself. I'm afraid I'm going to wake up. Come with me. Natalie, I want you to come with me.
Come on, Bernie.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring it on you.
I've been working on this compatibility chart, okay? And it looks good, really. It does.
So what's the problem?
The problem is it's only good here in Vegas. But that's just for now, for the immediate future, you know, when the planets realign. Maybe next year.
A year? Natalie, I can't wait another year. I can't.
I can't go, Bernie.
Hi, Doris.
Hey. Oh, shit. This is it.
Chang, party of 15. Your table is ready. Chang, party of 15.
All right.
Come on, Papa B. Come on, y'all. I want to send my baby to college.
Let's go.
Oh,
this is for you.
This one's on the line for the guys with bow ties. This shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Dealer's got shoes. That's
come on,
y'all.
What do you think of this? Come on, guys.
6 and a 3, 5 and a 4. Let's do it. Can we get it? Come on.
We got a shooter.
Oh, yeah. Fucking rock star. Give me them dice back.
Okay, pay me, moron. Pay me. Come on.
$9,000.
Give me $9,000. We're on a streak here. Move it.
God bless you all.
Point is nine. Let me get all the hard ways for Team Moron out here, okay?
All right. This is great.
Give you guys, all right?
Come on.
Two.
For the baby.
Come on. Guys, with the cigarettes. We got a pregnant woman here. Put them out. I'm winning you guys money. Come on. Come on. All right.
Fuck it. Yeah, he's up 18,000 since I stepped up to the table. Sorry, Shirley. I'm kind of hit or miss these days.
9,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can feel a kick.
Fucking amateurs.
Yeah, let's get it.
Right away,
don't
get there. Oh, guys, I thank you. My pregnant wife thanks you. My unborn child thanks you. Okay? Color me up, will you?
Yeah.
And keep one of these little blue ones for yourself.
Thank you very much. All
right. Okay.
It was quite a run you had there, Chip.
Yeah. Lucky night, I guess, huh?
So exciting to watch, too. If you don't mind, I'd like to settle this up in my office. I'd like to lay out that kind of cash on the floor. Go up there, relax a bit, have a drink, maybe a poison. A little apple juice for the mother to be here. Seriously? Should I take this stuff with me? No.
That is not how I propose we handle this. We turn this matter over to the authorities. They're blacklisted, their credit ruined.
Then I suppose I should stick a fucking lollipop in their mouths for the ride home. Let me tell you something, Harvey. You come upstairs with me in my office, you watch and learn how to protect your investments the old school way.
My son.
Him? This little prick is your son?
Bob, you gotta help me out here.
Shut up! What are you talking about?
Oh, wait. Are you in on this?
Huh?
What?
I asked you a fucking question. You come clean with me now.
No, for God's sake, what's the matter with you? I didn't know nothing about this.
Shithead, it was your son? Let me ask you a question. How much do you think the two lives are worth? Myself, I don't think they're worth piss, but hey, he ain't my kid.
This shithead was up 150 G's down there. That's 150 grand that somebody's got to account for. What do you say? You cover them both 75 apiece, huh?
Come on, Shelly. They didn't get away with the money. You hadn't lost nothing.
Go to work.
No.
Mom! No. Wait.
Mom!
Come on. Mom! Wait.
All right.
I'm good for it. 150 G's. I'm good for it.
Oh, my God, the contractions. I need to go to the hospital.
Come on, Shelly.
Oh, for God's sake, Shelly. Will you help her out? That's my grandkid.
Oh, my God, that's right. That's Bernie's old grandchild. Are you all right, sweetheart? Need to go to the hospital, huh?
Everybody, look, it's a boy. Oh, can you believe this? Bernie, you have a grandson. Bernie's got a little grandson. Isn't he cute?
He looks like you.
What are you doing? A nice, healthy grandson. You want to hold your grandson, Bernie? Huh? Break out the champagne, everybody. Bernie's a grandfather. Are you still want to make good on this? If you want to change your mind, I don't blame you.
I'll make it up to you, Pop, I swear. I'm good for it.
All right, up on the table right now.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
Shelly, we had a deal.
150 G's buys their lives. It's just a little slap on the wrist to remember me by.
Wait! This on myself. I planted the seeds. When Angela ran off with Mikey, I never made an effort to get back in this life. I figured kid don't need a fucking loser for a father. Now it's come full circle. I give him the money. I open the door to all this. I got this coming to him. This is payback.
Are you done? yourself up, Bernie. My funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine. Make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Sure of it. You blindsided me, Bernie Lutz. I never saw it coming. You shouldn't do that to a girl. There's so many things you don't know. And you should know.
What you come clean about, it's not going to change the way I feel about you. It's not. Natalie, I'd say it, but...
Say it. Just say it.
No, with my rotten luck,
Don't talk rotten luck, Bernie. It's over.
I love you, Natalie. Came back?
This has been what a rare. Why else? Almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. I would swear I am falling in love. All the music seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bells start to peal, I would swear I am falling. I can swear that I'm falling. Well, it's almost like being in love.
Yeah!
feel when the bell starts to peal. I would swear I am falling. I can swear that I'm falling. Well, it's almost like this. Well, it's almost like this.
Check it out. The new Mega Million. I call her Marnie. You know, because she's one frigid broad.
You want to tell me what's going on out there?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? We're down almost a mil out there. Doesn't that seem strange to you?
I guess I'm having an off day.
No, no, no. You don't have off days, Lutz. You're shitty luck incarnate. What's wrong? You're coming down with something? You have this look about you.
No. As a matter of fact, I've never been better.
Give it a shot.
What's that supposed to mean? She loves me, Shelley. She told me last night, now that. Should I get her flowers or cake? What is happening to you? The flowers.
Sweet Jesus. You popped her cherry.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll stay.
Scotch on the rocks?
Here you go, babe.
Thanks.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Shell. Did you believe those fucking kids yesterday?
Don't worry about that, because you and I have other problems now. You have really fucked things up big time, let me tell you. I hired you to be his cruise companion, not the true love of his fucking life. But no, you have to go and get all profound on the poor schmuck. I love you, Bernie. What the hell were you thinking? Those four words of endearment have cost this casino $1 million and counting today.
I don't understand what that means.
Lady Luck. You heard of Lady Luck, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going on out there. Lutz is kryptonite on a stick. He should have them throwing ice cubes right now, but instead, I got a meltdown on my hands. So here's the situation. You are out of his life before he even gets home. Don't even tell him to his face. Leave him a note. I'm going to make some calls, and you are going to be situated at another joint.
I don't think I can do that, Shell.
Excuse me?
I said, I don't think I can do that, Shell. It was an act. I meant it.
You love him?
Yeah. I love the schmuck.
What the fuck is there to love? He's a loser. Always has been. Always will be. I thought you were a smart cookie when I picked you out. I do not want to fuck with me. Because if you do, your next job is going to be a fucking rattlesnake in the fucking desert. You understand me? Get out of here.
Hey, Natalie!
Thank you.
dedicated to a friend of mine over there. Brianna, this one's for you.
I want you to tell me the truth, Shelley. Did you say something to Natalie? Did you muscle her?
Jesus, Bernie, is that what you think? That I would fuck with your happiness? That hurts me.
This guy's all flash. No soul. I miss Buddy. It's just not the same around here.
Buddy was tired. If they gave him the easy way out, things could have been so much worse.
Gave him the easy way out? What are you talking about, Ethan?
Buddy never would have taken the buyout. He would have stuck to his guns right to the end, and they would have ended up hurting him, and I could not allow that to happen.
Jesus. You sit here and you justify it? Like you're Dr. Kevorkian or something?
Hey, listen to me. I love that son of a bitch, but his time was up. What was I supposed to do? Leave him to those corporate fucking scumbags? What I did was a humanitarian thing that I have no doubt about. And afterwards, I held him in my arms and I cried like a fucking baby. What? What is this fucking look you're giving me now? What is that? Huh?
Yeah, like that! And
no one fucking person would miss you. Not one fucking person!
Bernie, what? He loves me. He loves me. And that kills you, doesn't it, Shell? That kills you. That kills you, doesn't it? He was your only friend. And you crippled him. You crippled him. And he still stood by you for no more, Shell. The only friends you got now are the fucking guys on your payroll. You don't own me anymore, Shell. And you don't own Bernie. We're leaving here tonight. I am taking him. And there is not a fucking thing that you can do about it. And you will be all alone.
Is that right?
Don't turn the light on. I got a headache.
Did you take something? I've got aspirin. I've got...
Yeah, I already took something.
Shit. Natalie, what happened to the mirror? Natalie?
No, Bernie, don't. Shit, Bernie.
Jesus Christ. Natalie, who did this to you? We gotta call the police.
I thought easy money.
What are you talking about?
Shelly. He paid me to get close to you, to keep you around.
Shelly?
Yeah. Shelly. You were right that first night. I was for sale. Bought and paid for. You were the easy mark, Bernie. At first, I thought that you were just another way to make a quick buck, you know? And then I started to take a closer look. And for the first time, it was somebody who wasn't trying to hustle me. Somebody who wasn't trying to pretend he was someone who wasn't, just a decent guy trying to get back on track. And it didn't hurt anything. You put me up on a pedestal. Sure puts the gutter in perspective.
Shelley paid you.
Shelley wants me gone. He says I bring you luck. Lady luck. I stayed to tell you to your face. And then you wouldn't want me no more, and I could just go.
We gotta get you to the hospital. We'll talk about this later.
Again, Barney.
Tell me everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be fine. This is our time. This is you and me, and we're going for it.
Oh my God.
Hey. You look in the mirror. You don't like what you see? Don't believe it. Look in my eyes. I am the only mirror you're ever gonna need. You look in my eyes now.
Funny, you chart that first night? I mean, I wasn't being straight with you. It was just the worst chart I've ever seen. There's nothing in the cards for you, I'm telling you.
No, don't you see? That was before. That was before you opened up your heart to me. Everything's different now. I got Lady Luck on my side. Nothing's gonna happen to me.
Wait. Here, look. I got $3,000 you paid me.
Maybe, Shelley, you'll take it as a down payment, and then we can pay in installments when we get settled, okay?
I don't think $3,000...
Come on, take it, honey.
Every hour, street vendors in your face, I'm walking down with a fucking shit. I suppose you like the future, Harvey.
Yeah, I do. Brings the people downtown into the casino, and that is good for business.
Hey.
You lay another finger on her, I swear to God, I'll kill you. Are you listening to me? I will fucking kill you!
Why, Shelley? How could you do that to her?
Because I never let go of a good thing, Bernie, and you are a very, very good thing. The best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
He ain't never coming back.
That is a dead man talking.
Shelley. I'm done with this joint. Natalie and me, we're out of here. I'll get a job out in the world. I'll send you half my paycheck every month. I'll make good on my commitment.
Bernie, if you bail on me, they're going to throw your fucking ass off the roof of this building. They're going to snatch the broad, throw her right the fuck on top of you.
I don't think so. Because if you whack me, then Bernie Lutz ain't the biggest loser in the world no more. That honor is going to rest upon you, Shelley. And maybe you had it all along.
I'm the loser.
What do you got other than this joint?
What more do I need?
You got nothing. This place, your legacy, it's a mirage. You turn your back, it doesn't even exist. There's no night, there's no day. It's just one big fucking blur. And it don't count for nothing.
You believe this fucking guy?
I feel sorry for you, Shelley. You're the worst kind of gambler there is. Too scared to throw his chips on the table. Too scared to extend any real kind of friendship. Always scared it's going to end up out in the desert. Well, sweet fucking dreams, pal. I'm out. That's where it ends. That's where it ends.
Jesus Christ, that's such a fucking touching speech, Bernie. All that Jimmy Stewart bullshit, I got such a lump in my throat I can't tell you. But it doesn't change a thing. If you don't make good on my 150 G's, I'm going to close the books on you. You and Bron. You leave me no choice.
Shelly, take a look at number 4.
Okay, folks, we're coming out now. Hornbeds, Prep Check, CNEs, 11s.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Make me
What the fuck is going on, Henry? Where have you been? Bullshit. Shut him down right now. Shut him down or I will. Look here. Come take a walk with me.
What is your interest in this, Shelley? Because you know what I see? I see your guy taking us to the fucking cleaners. And I'll tell you one thing. He's not leaving here with a fucking dime.
Hob and turd. Lutz is all right. So he's walking out of here with everything he's got coming in. If you so much as touch one fucking hair with his fucking head, I'm gonna fucking wallpaper this fucking bathroom with your fucking ass. You understand me? Muted tones. Isn't that what you said, huh?
Huh?
I can't hear you. Wait. Wait a minute. There it is. Blend it in at a subsonic level. Like some kind of mantra. Pain. Pain.
Come on. Big roll.
Here we go.
Come on, big.
Great crowd, right away. Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
You guys worked it out, you took the money. It's okay, right?
Get that, Shelly?
Bahamas, here we come.
Step out of the car, please.
What's the problem, officer?
Step out of the car, please, both of you.
Officer, am I driving? I'm sorry if we were driving a little fast. We're a bit excited. We won a shitload of money at the Shangri-La.
You didn't win nothing. And both of you turn around. Get down on your knees. Now.
The kid just wants you to know, Shelly. He just protected our investment. The old school way.
I'll see you around, my friend.
I knew it was too good to be true.
It's a drunk driver. This is just freaky luck. It was a freaky accident.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for your vote of confidence. As the new director of casino operations, I want to make a personal guarantee to each and every one of you that your investment in the Golden Shangri-La will be well looked after. The future looks very bright, gentlemen. Very, very bright.